Forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 85. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 62. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Mainly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the summertime officially upon us and individuals looking for part-time or seasonal jobs, the latest national report from MalletHub.com shows that the city of Overland Park is one of the best cities in the nation for job seekers for the summertime season. As WIBW reports it, according to the report, they showed that Overland Park was ranked 55th overall nationwide for the best area in Kansas, with a total score of 46.72, ranking 44th for youth job markets and 74th in the nation for social environment and affordability. Kansas City was also on the list for the national review, showing 124th overall, with Wichita ranking 125th. Nationwide, the number one cities across the nation for the best job-seeking opportunities included Orlando, Florida at number one, followed by Scottsdale, Arizona, Juneau, Alaska, Warwick, Rhode Island, and Rapid City, South Dakota. Jackson, Mississippi was ranked the worst job city across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
A former police officer from the Hutchinson area, Todd Allen, has been sentenced earlier this week to 23 and a half years in jail for rape along with other charges after accepting a plea agreement with the state of Kansas.
It's hard to even feel safe in a room full of officers, to be honest, because Todd Allen has ruined that safety for me and to the others that he has harmed.
An audio from KSN News, the Reno County District Attorney's Office said that they are pleased with the way the outcome happened.
Just like any profession, one bad person does not define the whole group. And law enforcement in this case did a tremendous job in putting together pieces of something that the defendant tried to cover up for so long.
Allen has been charged with one count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, two counts of attempted aggravated sexual battery, two counts of attempted rape, two counts of kidnapping, two counts of rape, three counts of aggravated sexual battery, and five counts of misdemeanor breach of privacy. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's activity ongoing right now during the spring season at the temporary casino at Fauner Park in Grand Island, Nebraska, as they announce their expansion of the casino moving forward.
We hope to be ready by the end of July, first part of August, probably safe to say August sometime. But when we open this new annex area of the temporary concourse casino, we'll have those table games that are so popular that people want craps, blackjack, roulette.
That was Chris Totalak, the CEO of Fauner Park on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say with the ongoing construction projects, their goal is to have everything completed by August, as they say that'll be the perfect opportunity for the fall and sports season. They also say the expansion of the casino will also enhance much of the entertainment going on at Fauner Park overall by also providing a lounge and live music entertainment, which will help in turn serve the better clientele with all the amenities that individuals may be looking for a great time. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our school, sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Census estimates released as of July 1st last year show Marshall County falling below 10,000 residents, with 9,982, a drop of 28 from a year earlier, down 44 from 2 years previous. Washington County population fell to 5,501, down 25 from the year previous, off 31 from 2 years earlier. These are estimates based on a formula including migrations and births versus deaths in each Kansas county. A video featuring Alcove Springs, completed recently as part of a series on the Oregon-California Trail, is online on YouTube and features commentary with longtime boosters Dwayne Isles and Don Musil, who highlight development of the site as a National Historic Monument and continued efforts to maintain and increase visibility for the site north of Blue Rapids. Richard Hunt was a recent guest on our KNDY Public Affairs program. He produced the video. The interview with Richard Hunt is posted for download on our website at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page. Robert L. Bob Jones, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Robert Bob Jones. Daniel Skip Shortle, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Skip Shortle.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise staying partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. More showers are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. A slight chance for some showers throughout Tuesday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And a slight chance for some showers throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Showers still possible as we head into Wednesday, otherwise staying sunny and warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Some rain over Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Showers pick up slightly as we head into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And showers continue throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers likely by Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. And more showers will continue throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 58. And the record low, 36. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Varying amounts of precipitation with brief showers Thursday afternoon across the region.
What's the significance of the red poppy? A closer look on this Memorial Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 29th, the 149th day of the year. It is the 106th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's birth, and America honors fallen heroes on this Memorial Day. The red poppy has been considered a symbol of consolation, but the connection with a military remembrance we can trace to the World War I era and a woman known as the Poppy Lady. Moved by the opening line from In Flanders Fields, "In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row by row." Moina Michael vowed to always wear a poppy as a tribute. She sold silk poppies to raise money for disabled veterans, and the symbol was soon adopted by the American Legion. Those paper poppies you see today are part of a long-standing tradition. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Yesterday we had the running of the Indianapolis 500, and it came down to a thrilling restart with Joseph Newgarden holding off Marcus Erickson for his first ever Indianapolis 500 win. Coca-Cola 600 for NASCAR got rained out and will take place this afternoon. Take a look at NBA action for tonight. Everybody is going to have their eyes on the TV as we are going to a Game 7 between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. As the Celtics ended up picking up a win on Saturday night to force a Game 7. Royals were in action yesterday as they finished up a series with the Washington Nationals. Royals ended up picking up a win as they scored 3 runs on 6 hits to beat the Nationals, who only ended up scoring 2 runs. Now today, they'll start a new series as they travel to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. That's a look at your sports on Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Yesterday we had the running of the Indianapolis 500, and it came down to a thrilling restart with Joseph Newgarden holding off Marcus Erickson for his first ever Indianapolis 500 win. Coca-Cola 600 for NASCAR got rained out and will take place this afternoon. Take a look at NBA action for tonight. Everybody is going to have their eyes on the TV as we are going to a Game 7 between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat, as the Celtics ended up picking up a win on Saturday night to force a Game 7. Royals were in action yesterday as they finished up a series with the Washington Nationals. Royals ended up picking up a win as they scored 3 runs on 6 hits to beat the Nationals, who only ended up scoring 2 runs. Now today, they'll start a new series as they travel to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. That's a look at your sports on Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
If you need a tractor that's small but mighty, Can-Equip in Marysville has just the ticket. The Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor from New Holland. With 25 horsepower, a 3-point hitch, rear PTO, and mid PTO, it handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor gives you deluxe comfort and simple 2-pedal operation that makes it easy to mow, load, dig, grade, and more. Stop by Can-Equip in Marysville to learn more about the Workmaster 25S.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Once included in lawn mixes as a nurse crop, then considered a weed, clover is now being considered as a low-maintenance lawn grass alternative. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. If you've ever tried to rid your lawn of clover, you know it's a persistent plant. Like other legumes, clover is able to capture nitrogen from the atmosphere and move it into the soil, making it available for plants to use. The deep roots make it drought tolerant, and female dog urine won't discolor it. Clover attracts honeybees, bumblebees, and other beneficial insects. This is great for our gardens, but may not be good for barefoot kids running through the lawn. Plus, it's not as tolerant of heavy foot traffic as lawn grass. Before converting your lawn to low-maintenance clover, start with a small patch where lower maintenance is needed and increased bee activity will be appreciated. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
Every Memorial Day, we remember our family and friends who have passed. Many communities will also remember their veterans, and that's certainly true in Columbus, Nebraska, where a unique military memorial not only pays tribute to the soldiers, but also a very important inventor who General Eisenhower said won the war for the Allies. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Robert Whitney Walgren says his hometown is also the birthplace of a man who changed the face of World War II.
Andrew Jackson Higgins was raised in Columbus.
Higgins left his native Nebraska to begin a lumber business in Mobile. He later began building shallow draft boats that can navigate the swamps of Louisiana. It was a skill he first learned navigating the shallow rivers around Columbus. They would become known as Higgins boats and would become the landing craft for soldiers hitting the beaches of World War II.
The military was telling him how to build them. He wouldn't listen to them. He'd build them the way he wanted to, and it made them work.
Over 20,000 boats were manufactured during the war years. General Eisenhower once remarked that Higgins was the man who won the war for us. Fast forward over 50 years, and students in a history class in Higgins' hometown of Columbus, Nebraska, thought they should honor this hometown hero.
Our teacher in history, Jerry Meyer, started this with his class.
Meyer served three tours in Afghanistan. In his absence, Walgren and others in the community began to assist with fundraising for the memorial, an impressive display of soldiers arriving on a beach thanks to the Higgins boat.
The kids in class came up with different things they wanted to do. They have a lot of stars in the concrete, sand under those stars from each one of the beaches that this boat during the war has gone to.
Higgins held 30 patents for amphibious landing craft. He died in 1952 and is buried in New Orleans. The memorial here in Columbus was dedicated in 2012 and has become a place to remember the sacrifice of those who struggled to take back those beaches and win the war. It's a special place of significance as Americans salute their heroes on Memorial Day. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.
Dull eyes, droopy ears, and a depressed appetite are signs of a sick calf. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understanding the symptoms will help you bring it back to health as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Calves from birth to weaning are bombarded with bacteria, viruses, and other ailments. Keep an eye on them while they're healthy so you know how they behave when they're sick. Dee Griffin is with the University of Nebraska's Great Plains Veterinary Educational Center. He says if a calf has sunken eyes and a reduced appetite, those are signs that it's not feeling well. Trying to treat the animal yourself without the help of a veterinarian is not a good idea.
Based on the probability of symptoms, visit with your veterinarian about how to put together a reasonable treatment protocol. Almost all the drugs, actually, not almost, every drug that I think's worth using today are all prescription drugs. So the idea that you can go to the feed store and pick up something that's going to save your calf is folly.
Antibiotics are designed to inhibit or kill the bacteria that can cause scours. Sometimes a calf will have simple diarrhea, which means there isn't any disease-causing organism at work. Oral fluid therapy with a commercial electrolyte solution will prevent dehydration. To distinguish respiratory disease from something else, Griffin says to use a stethoscope to listen to the calf breathe. All respiratory diseases first occur on the right side of the animal's chest because the first airway from the trachea drops into the right lung.
If they're really loud, the air's moving faster through the tubes, and if those tubes are narrow, even if it's not moving fast, it will be loud. There's a time at which the sound kind of goes away, and it's almost like an echo because the air's coming through a lung that has been damaged to the point that it's now solid tissue. It's no longer a functioning lung that's full of air.
Find more tips for treating sick calves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Last night I lay asleeping. There came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels in heaven answer rang. I thought the voice of angels in heaven answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to your King. And then I thought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow
When I was in Sunday school growing up, I remember learning about stewardship and that God wanted me to be a good steward of His creation. But at the time, I was pretty clueless about what that meant. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. I finally heard an explanation that made sense. We come into the world with nothing, and we leave the world with nothing. So really, everything we have is on loan from God. As a good steward, you have the privilege of managing your resources wisely until they eventually go back into His hands. And those resources include your talents, your time, and your finances. So, before you make decisions about how to spend money and time or share your unique talents, ask yourself, am I being a good steward of what God has given me? Or am I too often giving into self-serving impulses? Ask God for wisdom. He'll help you answer those questions, and He'll help you live a life filled with confidence, contentment, and generosity.
Visiting with a county extension agent in what she calls the severe southwestern part of North Dakota. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Agriculture is a big deal in Bowman County, according to Penny Nestor, who serves as the Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent there for North Dakota State University Extension.
The whole county has about 2,800 people in it. So we are a very tight-knit community and communities in the area. Especially when our weather agrees with us, we definitely feel better about the situation because there's a lot of us that have ties to agriculture. Maybe not directly farming or ranching, but they probably work in an industry that's correlated to agriculture as well.
Nestor says Bowman County has beef cattle ranches, fields of wheat, canola, corn, sunflowers, peas, and flax, and was the number one sheep producing county in the state last year. She says farmers have been doing no-till crop production for decades.
I'm not going to call it regenerative, but we are very involved in conservation maintenance. So we do try to conserve our land resources and use them to the best of their ability and not overuse them.
On the subject of food and agriculture, Bowman County, North Dakota has at least one claim to fame. More on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Are you mechanically inclined and like working with your hands? Do you enjoy seeing a finished product come to fruition that started out as a raw piece of steel? Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, and fabrication. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, an excellent benefits package that includes comprehensive health insurance, life insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com or contact them at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability Welcome.
Here's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Attendees of the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference in Minneapolis focused on several topics, including beef markets, Bernt Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, provided a beef market outlook during the event.
We've been talking about drought conditions and a lot of things changing in beef supplies in the last year and where prices are headed. We know drought has caused a lot of supplies to get tighter, along with high input costs and, you know, inflation happening. And so all those things combining, beef prices have headed higher. And while this is happening, we have to remember that the farmer hasn't had a lot of time to recoup a lot of this through these better pricing situations. And a lot of them, farmers have a burn rate. And so we've eaten into some of that equity, and we're going to see some guys struggle with that. And that's one of the reasons we'll continue to see some liquidation in the cattle industry for a little bit.
For consumers, for now, that means more supply now, less later.
Exactly, and that's kind of what we mean by saying markets becoming current. So when these supplies really get into the market system, when we get into cold storage and what we have, as that dwindles, we're going to see prices start to hike eventually. And we've seen recent times where the consumer price index, beef has actually been one of the few products that has decreased in prices. And through COVID, we had that one big spike in beef prices, but other than that, they've been relatively consistent. So as this spikes, it's going to start to affect the consumer as we think about the potential for a looming recession and what that means for the money that they're willing to spend on food. And they may begin to look for substitutes.
That's AFBF economist Bernt Nelson. And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. By the way, you can find us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, look for Mid-America Ag Network. We would love to have your comments on our Facebook page. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rock and Brews has legs for days. At Rock and Brews restaurant, All You Can Eat Crab is back every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. That's snow crab legs, of course, and as many as you can eat, just $59.95. Served with house salad, seasoned corn, and potatoes. So meet us at Rock and Brews every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. And let's get cracking. At Rock and Brews, you can eat, win, rock on. Rock and Brews Casino, Bremen.
Cattlemen, anaplasmosis is a disease that's all too familiar. This costly cattle disease is spread by ticks, horseflies, and such nasty little critters. Valley Vet Supply can help you select effective insecticides to control these ticks and flies, as well as the convenient application methods. From mist sprays and pour-on to cattle rubs and dust bags, Valley Vet has the proper insecticide choices and application tools. Check out the Bullmaster mineral feeders with kill cover lids and the popular CO2-powered insecticide guns, now with two insecticide options. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Did you know that Nebraska is the leading state when it comes to popcorn production? And more research is coming soon for popcorn production for both national and international popcorn growers. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
The University of Nebraska-Lincoln recently added a popcorn growing competition to its Testing Ag Performance Solutions program. Nebraska Extension Educator and TAPS Director Chuck Burr explains why the program added popcorn trials.
Yeah, so we did add the popcorn competition this year. About a year ago, I did a presentation down in Trenton, and Luke Zanger with Zanger Popcorn Hybrids was in the audience, and he came up to me afterwards and said, we need to do a TAPS popcorn competition. So we've been talking back and forth for the last year and got one lined up, and pretty excited to bring this to our TAPS program.
Burr says the competition expands outside of the state of Nebraska.
We actually have a participant from France that's competing on our TAPS popcorn competition, so this could really have a global impact, and we're really kind of focusing on water and irrigation and nitrogen management with popcorn. As I've done some research on this, we haven't done a lot with the popcorn industry, truthfully, in the past, so I'm really excited to develop some research and some protocols on, you know, how much water and nitrogen these popcorn hybrids need to have to be truly productive.
Burr says there is not a lot of research available for popcorn currently, so he is excited to be working with the popcorn industry to help growers fine-tune water and nitrogen management decisions. And he says that customers that are buying a popcorn are driving the industry to be more sustainable in production practices. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Recent news and weather reports tell us that the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean devastating hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, or all of the above. Last summer, we saw locally firsthand what kind of damage these storms can cause in just a few moments, not only to your crop, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to add full coverage for the full value of your crop. Rates are great, and now is the time to get those crops insured for that storm that may be on the horizon. Call Tammy today at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, for more information and quotes. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, of course, markets closed on this Monday, Memorial Day, but let's check back on last Friday.
Well, we had a pretty good week for the livestock, so giving back a little bit, that's okay. Last tick on the June live cattle down 2 at 167.27. The August up 35 at 165.12. The feeders were a little rougher with August down 77 at 233.92. September down 97 at 237.10. And October down 102 at 239.02. Hogs lower again. June down 157 at 76.07. December down 180 at 67.67. Over in the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up a penny and a quarter at 8.19 and a quarter. December up 3 cents at 8.09 and a half. July Chicago wheat up 11 and three quarters at 6.16. December up 11 and a half at 6.47 and a half. July corn up 13 and a quarter at 6.04. December up 18 and a half at 5.34 and a half. July soybeans up 13 and a quarter at 13.37 and a quarter. November up 17 and a quarter at 11.89 and a half. And then July oats up 7 and a half at 3.43 and a half. July cotton up 3.52 now. That's at 83.64. July crude up 69 cents at 72.52. July natural gas down 6 cents at 2.42. We've got June gold up $1.80 at 1945.50. July silver, though, up 50 cents. That's at 23.41. The June dollar index down 2 at 104.15. And the June Dow Jones futures up 294 at 33,100.
And that's a good your markets information. We'll do this again tomorrow when the markets open back up.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas.
3923 ExtendFlex soybeans with STS is a new late Group 3 maturity with medium tall plant time, has strong field test yields, and can be used on dry land or irrigated. 3923 soybeans.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
While Kansas hasn't had excessive precipitation recently, it has had timely precipitation, which could cause fusarium head blight in wheat, also known as scab. K-State Extension wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre explained how the disease survives and what fields are at the highest risk of getting it.
It survives in wheat and corn residue, so it's something that is particularly problematic in our no-till fields and particularly no-till after corn. So it infects corn too and causes a corn disease called gibberella ear rot. So that's kind of the sister disease there. And it, you can imagine if you have wheat going in after corn, that's really some of your highest risk fields. Those are the fields we really pay attention to, especially this time of year when wheat is moving through that flowering growth stage.
Onofre describes what stage of the wheat growing process the crop is most susceptible to scab and what conditions increase risk.
We've had just such a terribly dry season leading up to this point, and then we have had some timely showers now as our kind of central and northeast part of the state is moving into that flowering window. And so that risk has actually elevated, and we're really turning our attention to those fields that, you know, have high yield potential, maybe that are on irrigated land or, you know, are higher yield potential on those wheat after corn fields.
There are not many fungicide products labeled for fusarium head blight. She does review the products and also the restrictions that come with using fungicide products.
There are just a limited number of products labeled for control. So typically, we don't use products that have the QOIs or the strobilurins in them. We usually use products that have our DMIs or our SDHIs. So some of the products that are on the market and labeled and have tested well in our research trials are Moravis Ace. That's a product that's done well now in several years of testing. The product Spheric. There's a product ProSaro, which is a product that should be well known to producers, and a newer product called ProSaro Pro that shows similar efficacy there. And there's a few older products like ProLine or Corumba that work pretty well. Now, one really important thing to remember is that all of these fungicides, they have pre-harvest restrictions. So that means they cannot be applied past a particular growth stage. That becomes really important this time of season because those can come up really quick. So most of them have that really as that watery ripe growth stage or our end of flowering. Some are 30 days, and that can also be tricky this time of the year.
That was Kansas State University Extension wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre with an update about fusarium head blight in wheat fields in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.